You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I hope you guys all had a fabulous Valentine's Day. I honestly can't believe we're halfway through February, but I'm also really looking forward to the spring and exiting this freezing cold weather. Although the groundhog did say we're going to have six more weeks, right, of winter. And I'm not happy about that, but we'll get through it. I know we will, and I will be leaving Jersey very shortly again to get out of this weather. If you follow me on social media, you definitely have seen that I've been running around so much because I truly do just hate the cold more than anything in this world. Anyway, I need to stop complaining about the weather because there are bigger problems in this world. But luckily for you guys, this is a happy podcast and we're not going to go over those. We're going to chat about music. And I just have to say, I am so excited for this episode, guys. It's one of my favorite podcasts I think I've ever recorded. You'll see what I mean if you've been listening and you listen to this one. It's just a genuine conversation with such a great artist that I'm a huge fan of, and I know you guys definitely love her music so far too. It's Ava Maybe, and I don't want to wait another second for you guys to hear this segment on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. We're chatting about her smash hit single, Colors. We're chatting about what's next for her, her upcoming single and its music video, how much we love slash hate TikTok, Dominic Fike, concerts, and so much more. Let's just jump right into it. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Ava Maybe. Ava, how has your day been going? How has 2023 been treating you so far?
Oh, I feel so lucky to be here. 2023 has been treating me super well. I've been making music every day, so I'm really excited, like gearing up for what's coming this new year, and it's exciting times. I'm graduating college, so there's a lot to look forward to for sure.
Yeah, that's insane. The end of a college career. I remember that. It was about three years ago. A wild time. So I can only imagine. And you have this music career that is just completely taking off. You're still in school. So you're balancing, you know, making music, putting music out, and then obviously finishing your career as a student. How has it been to balance that, you know, since things have kind of gotten crazy?
Yeah, I think I feel the sense of the universe working in my favor, where I've had these amazing opportunities professionally that have just really lined up in a way where I don't have to take too much time off of school. So it's definitely difficult balance. I understand why people can't do both, but it's just really worked out. And it's important to me to get a college degree. And, you know, I'm so close that I might as well finish. And I'm majoring in music performance and then also minoring in child psychology. So I want to do music therapy, like whenever I can. So it was important for me to get my degree, but I feel lucky. I study music. I get to make music. It's really nice, but it's hard, but it's nice.
It's like the whole Hannah Montana.
Yes,
vibe.
Very much so. Yes.
I love it though. And child psychology and music therapy, that is so awesome. I've never heard of another artist, at least that I've interviewed, doing that with a career that's taking off like yours. Usually people do that when they're like slowing down, but to think about that now and kind of have that as a priority is so cool. So I know last year was a big year for you.
Yeah.
Your song Colors completely took off. And that was the first song that I heard from you. I always find a lot of the artists that I interview on Discover Weekly or I don't know, any of those Spotify playlists that they're like, discover new artists here. I'm like, great, here we go. And so I literally listen and I've, you know, I've given up on leaving this part out because it's just the truth. It's the hard, honest truth. I literally give the song like 10 seconds. And if I'm like, nah, I probably will never go back to it. So I remember listening to it and I sometimes just skip to a random part. And I was like, wait, what is this? And so I went back to the beginning and I listened to the whole thing and I was like, wait, this is great. So I started it over and I loved it. It feels like something you would think, but in a song, like all of these thoughts were so relatable, but it was also just like one thought after the other. It was like so true. And the orange car line, it hit me. I was like, wow, like, does she actually have an orange car? I needed to know more. So I want to know, is there an orange car? How did that song come about? And what do you think about where it has gone so far? Because it's just amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me. Like, first of all, I'm just such a huge fan of you and your podcast. So I feel very, very lucky to be here. And also, like, I love that people can relate to colors. That was the whole point. I feel like I do a lot of sessions where when you're writing, you just want to say the right thing. You want it to be packaged perfectly. But sometimes there are just lyrics that kind of just like fall out of your mouth and you're like, yeah, that's authentic. Like, I do kind of feel that way. And it might not like be like the prettiest way to say it, but I think that it's what allows people to really connect with it. But to answer your question, I do drive an orange car. That is a fact. I love my orange car. I cannot hide in LA at any point because I drive an orange car. And there was a time where I was driving down like PCH and we were sitting down and I was sitting in my car and this guy like rolls down his window and he was like, are you the chick with the orange car song? And I was like, yeah, I think that's me of who you're referring to. He was like, so sick, you drive an orange car. And I was like, yeah. And so, yes, I confirm I have an orange car. I'll probably maybe always have an orange car. but yeah. And I think in terms of colors, you know, getting some attention, I released Colors like a year ago, or at least it was 7 months, where it was just sort of, we did no promo for it. I loved the song, but I was still heavily in school and really focused on that. And so I knew I loved it and I just really put it out with no prep. And it sort of stuck it. It sat at like 100,000 streams for almost a year. And then after I did American Idol, I did like a small set of shows in LA and I just started posting on TikTok, like live performances of me singing Colors. And then it just kind of blew up. It was really insane. And the first video that blew up was very funny because I was singing the song to my best friend who was in the audience. So I like really got in their face. And I think that that's what people liked about the song. I don't know. It's a petty song. I'll give it that for sure. But yeah, that's about it.
That's crazy. And I swear one time, and I never see an orange car, I was listening to it in Jersey on the highway and an orange car passed me while the song was on. And I was like, this is the most bizarre experience of my whole life.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Because I don't even remember if I've ever seen an orange car before. So when that happened, I was like, okay, this is so weird. I need to know if this girl drives an orange car because this is just getting out of hand. So when I saw it, I was like, whoa. So yeah, that's insane. Great story though. And I mean, TikTok is something.
It's something.
Yeah. Oh, I just literally talked to somebody about this like an hour ago, but I have to ask, like, what is your reaction to what it has done to the music industry? I know you're kind of like an up and coming artist. You have a few releases, but it's so big right now and I really don't think it's going anywhere. So what do you think about that? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Someone I just talked to called it the cousin that like you have to like because you're related, but you don't want to talk to them outside of the family reunion.
Oh my God, that's genius. That's so funny. Yeah, no, it really, I think that's exactly it. That's a very nice way of putting it. I feel when TikTok first became a thing, for at least like in my circle of people, I was really reluctant to download it because social media and I have a tumultuous relationship, I would say. So I was like, oh, I don't want to do it. And at the time it wasn't really like, it wasn't the thing for music. It was really, I thought it was going to be like the new Vine, where it was going to be like comedic content. Obviously, like us all, I totally got addicted to it. And I loved it, especially, you know, living in the day of age where you have about 6 seconds of people's attention. But I think overall, like, it allows artists to have a platform that caters to the exact demographic that you need in order to like show your songs to, which I think is a great tool. It also allows you to have like a visual with music for you to like feel like you know the person, connect with the person without being like a full-blown YouTuber or influencer, which like really isn't my cup of tea and seems like such a grind. It would be weird to not have a love-hate relationship with it. I think it provides a lot of opportunities for artists, especially new artists, but also that is such a saturated market of people trying to release new music that it is hard to cut through and break through, which is why it was shocking for me that I did, because I only really use TikTok to make like funny niche content about American Idol and to try and show my personality, just because that was really the only thing I can control while being on that show. And then it ended up being a beautiful tool for my music. So I'm grateful for it, but I'm always very hesitant with TikTok because it's addicting for sure.
Yeah, that's all I hear. I feel bad for artists because it's like there's really no way to get out of it, unfortunately, yeah. Right now. But the oversaturated, I think I have to add to my t-shirt line, because that's the number one word that I use and everyone else uses. It's just everywhere. It is so heavily saturated. That app it's out of control at this point. I can't even go on it for more than like 10 minutes or forget it. My whole day is gone. I'm like, did I have something to do? Oh, it's 6 p.m.
Totally. So
I totally get it. I know you mentioned American Idol. So do you think that TikTok kind of helped you through that experience and like normalizing it? And I know your dad supported you on the show, which is so cool. I actually just found that out a couple of days ago, because I haven't watched American Idol in a long time. I'm terrible.
Neither have I. No, really, neither have I. I don't blame you.
But yeah, just tell me about that experience. And, you know, did TikTok play any part in kind of getting to know the people that were voting and just making the experience less weird seeing yourself on TV every week?
100%. I think there's really nothing that can prepare you for being on a reality show, let alone a singing competition in front of a demographic of older people living in middle America. That show, I have nothing but great things to say about American Idol, truly and honestly. They really, really care about their contestants. And it's a family show, you know, it's Disney. People care about crafting your stories and everyone wants you to do well. And there's really not even a sense of competition between the contestants, because you almost like trauma bond with these people because no one understands what you are going through. And also sort of the potential for how bad it could be. You know, when you're shoved in front of 8 million people a night who watch this show, that's a lot of opinions just sort of being placed on you without anyone truly knowing who you are. And it preps you for what's to come. You know, it's like you're on a huge production. It's basically like you're on a tour. And it really, I used it as a way to see if I could really do it and be mentally okay while doing it and feel confident and safe, I would say. And I think I achieved it. I definitely got a lot further than I thought I would. And then I think the producers thought I would, which was a great surprise. And honestly, I owe a lot of it to TikTok, because you can't control how this TV show is going to sort of spin your story. And the only thing I could control was my social media and posting. So I just had to make fun of it, because otherwise I feel like you can't take yourself, you know, too seriously on in life, but especially on a show like that. Otherwise, I feel like I would just get so overwhelmed. So I would just be posting like sort of niche content, and me and my social media manager, Alice, would sit down like as if we were in like the SNL writing room and would just make skits and as to coerce people into voting for me, but also to show my personality. I think that's a huge part of why people vote for you. It's not just about being a good singer. And I very quickly learned that. But yeah, TikTok definitely helped.
Yeah, that is such a good idea. Like, I didn't even think about that until you brought it up, just kind of getting to know or having these people that are watching the show actually get to know the real you and not whatever 10-second clip they took from the hour interview you did.
Totally.
And spun it around and then threw a picture of like your cat that died 6 years ago. And you're like, yeah. I don't remember giving you that photo. So I know every time I watch it, I took some producing classes in college, and you know, it's just crazy what they do. And I'll watch any reality TV show and I just start laughing because I'm like, what was this actual conversation or what did this look like before it went to the editor's room? And it's like, normal people are like, wow, this is great. This is real life. This is, you know, the real story. And it's like, it's part of it for sure. But there's a whole other part definitely somewhere there. You know, I give you credit for definitely making fun of it and kind of getting through it the best way you could while still enjoying the experience, because it's absolutely crazy. So after American Idol, obviously, you're still working on new music and mm-hmm. writing. Last year, you released a single, Mood Swings, which your fans absolutely loved as well. What made you decide to release that particular song last year? And what do you think you're going to release next? Would you go into an EP? I know you're really busy because it's senior year. Are you planning on just releasing some singles? Yeah, tell me about Mood Swings and what your plan is for what's up next.
Yeah, so I made Mood Swings. Basically, I wrote, it was such a weird time in my life. I was going through a pretty gnarly breakup, and I wrote the song when I thought that he was going to break up with me. And then literally that day he did. And then I went into the studio the next day and finished the song, which is such a unique experience because you usually write a song, or at least I do, in one session, but I just didn't feel like I could finish it just yet. So I both sort of predicted, probably manifested that. But it was also the first time that I had written a song that was self-reflective. I usually write songs about love. I'm a Pisces. I'm a total hopeless romantic. It's all I think about. And I sort of, once I felt like I'd gotten my footing with putting out the three songs up until that point, I really wanted to write a song that sort of added to the conversation of mental health and about, you know, being authentic. And I think it's really important for anyone who likes my music or looks up to me, especially young people, especially young females, to see a woman in pop talking about the fact that she has mood swings, is mentally ill. It feels like she, like nothing is going her way, like it's a mess, and to normalize it. Like when I was growing up, the pop stars that I look up to weren't talking about anything like that. I think that's really important, and that's what I hope to do for the rest of my career, whatever it may be. So I love Mood Swings. I absolutely love it. And it also solidified my sound as to what I was going for. I used to make more R&B pop, and now I make more indie pop with a little bit of rock in it, which I don't know. I think that's what's so great about music is you just get to watch someone grow, right? And you have a soundtrack to your life. And I think that's the way that you never regret putting out any music, is because it felt really authentic to me at that time. It's just a snapshot into my life and my mind at that time, which I think is so cool. But as for the future, I don't think I've ever said this yet, but I'm putting out a new single called Puke on March 10th. And that is what I'm doing. So I'm very, very, very excited for that song.
Okay, now I'm excited. I want to know more. Puke. It sounds like a lovely track about love and just, you know, being in a great mood. What is this song about? What can we know? I'm always trying to get people in trouble. I need to know.
My team is going to kill me. No, this is good. Puke. Yeah, so I was going to a session and I struggle pretty bad with anxiety, and I was having a full-blown anxiety attack and was like driving to this session, like throwing up out of the window, like, I really can't do this session. I just feel like absolute crap. And my producer, Adam Novador, was like, just let's just write about it. Like, we'll just do it. Like, just push through. You got this. And so I sat down with my friend Gigi and my friend Ori, and we just sort of wrote about feeling so anxious that you feel sick. And it's a brutally, brutally honest, very raw track. And yeah, it's just about really, really bad anxiety. And I'm really, really, really excited to put it out. It's high energy. And also, it's the first time that I have ever involved my dad in my music in my life. So he's drumming on it. So, which is really kind of him to do. And so, yeah, I'm very, very stoked. There's a music video coming out. It's going to be a whole thing. I'm very excited.
That is super exciting. And if I'm right, isn't that Pisces season? March 10th?
Oh, it is. Oh, yes.
So was that planned or was that just a pure coincidence?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm excited now to hear this. And that's so awesome. Working with your dad is probably like such a cool experience, but also kind of weird because it's like, it's your dad, you know? So was that kind of nerve-wracking for you to like show him your stuff before it's been out and be like, hey, do you want to do this?
Yeah, I think I don't ever really involve my dad in my music. I tend to keep it pretty separate just because, you know, I think I feel very lucky that he is my dad. I feel very lucky that he is such an incredibly talented musician. He also happens to be well-known in a well-known band. And I, you know, just for me, so I can sleep at night and feel good about myself, I just didn't really involve him in my music because I wanted it to be me and I wanted to get to where I was because of me. Now, that's not denying at all that there are doors that have been opened because of it. That would be a lie, 100%. But it's what you choose to do once those doors are open. Because the thing is, I'm obviously like, this is a very hot topic about Nepo babies, but if you get an opportunity and you're shit, then you're shit. And that's that. So I just wanted to prove really just for myself, honestly, I had nothing to do with how people perceive me or if people think that I really deserve to be where I am. Just for me, just to do it by myself. So I knew I wanted live instrumentation on this track. And I just so happened to know a darn good drummer who would do it for free. So I just asked and I was lucky enough that he said yes. And it's very, it's definitely very nerve-wracking for me because it, I've made it such a clear point to not involve him with my music, but he's really good at what he does and he loved the track. And I, it's a very wholesome full circle moment for me. And also, one of a former band member of the Chili Peppers, Josh Klinghoffer, is also playing guitar on it, which is absolutely insane to me. And I feel very, very lucky. I feel very lucky. And I say, bring on the Nepo baby comments because what can you do?
Yeah, like, I don't know. That stuff annoys me too. Like, what are you going to do? Like, that's your dad. You were born into this family. Like, people are so ridiculous. And you're right. If you're shit, you're shit. Like, you could be anyone's kid, but it's like, you know, I don't know. If LeBron had a kid and he couldn't dribble, he wouldn't be on the court. Like, no one's going to give a crap at the end of the day. So I totally feel you there. And I definitely respect that you're not trying to like piggyback or take advantage of that career, because a lot of people do try to do that and it's super obvious. Like, I just went back and I had your song Colors on my playlist at first in August, and it wasn't until a few days ago that I found out who your dad was. So that should tell you something.
Oh, that makes me feel great. That makes me feel really good.
Yeah. And even like your Spotify bio and everything, like that's not connected in any way, shape or form, which I think is really respectable. Like, a lot of people would not be leaving that out. They're like, OK, it's my dad. I'm using this. So which I get, like, I get both sides, but it's more respectable to do it the way you're doing it. And like you said, definitely sleep better at night knowing that you got to where you are because you're just talented and, you know, putting in the work, which is awesome.
100%, yeah.
So that song's coming out March 10th.
Yep.
There will be a music video.
Yes, there will.
Can people look forward to anything else coming up? Any performances? Anything else? I mean, I know you're always making TikToks and doing content yes. like that, but just looking into this year, I'm like trying not to laugh because I'm pushing it here. But what else can they look forward to without you getting in trouble?
Oh, let's see what I am allowed to say. I can definitely say that there will be shows. I cannot say when just yet, but it will be soon. 100% it will be soon. And I'm very, very, very excited to get on the road and to play my music. I haven't played in a minute. So there will be shows.
Perfect. So we love to hear that. Yep. Now the only thing I have left to ask about is who you're dying to be in the studio with next. Obviously, you're collaborating with your dad, which is awesome. And I'm sure you have a bunch of songs in the vault that need to be recorded or finished up. Is yes. there anyone that you're dying to work with, either like a small artist or someone that you're like, it would just be a dream to be locked in a studio with this person and doing my thing?
It would be a dream to be locked in the studio with Remy Wolf, Dominic Fike, and Yves Tumor. That would be a dream. That I would be locked in the studio for years, wouldn't care. I think that they are so, 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 so talented. Of like artists that are like making music now that I respect and hope that my music aligns somewhere in that realm. That's off the top of my head, I would say those three people. But I also listen to a lot of old music. So I would say my like ultimate dream collaboration would be with Jimi Hendrix. But that obviously can't happen. But in another world, I'm convinced that it could, for sure.
That would be insane. I absolutely love his music. So I totally respect that answer. And then those three artists, all amazing. But you know what? I've never heard anyone list any of them, which is crazy to me.
What?
No one has ever brought any of them up, at least that I can remember. I don't think I've ever, maybe Dominic Fike a while ago, but the other two, no. And I don't, if I did hear Dominic Fike, it hasn't been in a long time, which is crazy because I really love what he's doing right now. And when he collaborates with another artist, I'm blown away every single time. He has that song with Justin Bieber, Die For You. And yes. I was like, I don't know, what is this going to sound like? And I was just talking about it the other day. I'm like, I will never get over the song. It's amazing.
Honestly, the reason why he's so talented, but I actually just saw him recently at a show in New York. And my friend, I was lucky enough, my friend invited me and we were watching him. And this man can shred on guitar. Like, he is an incredible guitarist. It is unreal. And then put on top of it that he has incredible pop melodies, great lyrics. Like, it's ridiculous. It's such a perfect blend of genres. He is also hilarious, which is so funny. And funny enough, like, I mean, he's covered in tats, but I was looking at his hand like while he was playing guitar, because I was like absolutely intrigued, like, how is he playing this well and like jumping up and down with this crowd? It's ridiculous. And he has a member of the Chili Peppers like portrait tattooed on his hand. And I was like, what the fuck? It was so crazy, but I was like, oh, that's so dope. But yeah, he literally has John Frusciante tattooed on his hand. It's pretty crazy.
Oh my God, that would have been so weird if it was your dad.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Oh, I would have died.
You're like, oh, I actually have to leave now.
Like, oh, I so need to go, but great show.
That's insane. I did not know that. Yeah, he does have a lot of tats, though. I wouldn't have even guessed what was on his hand. That was one of my biggest regrets of December. I did not go to that show. I was going to go, and I was like, it's cold.
It was so, so good. Getting out of that crowd was like really brutal. It was brutal.
It was Terminal 5 too, right?
Yeah, it was Terminal 5.
I hate that venue.
I hate that venue too.
We were
lucky enough. We got on the balcony, so we didn't feel crowded at all. Because I'm a very claustrophobic chick, so I was like, if we're deep in that crowd, and also Dominic Fike fans, like, do not fuck around. Like, they are intense, jumping up and down, moshing, the whole thing. So I was happy I was not in that crowd.
Oh, I would have been up in the balcony with you because yep. I don't do that either. I'm not getting yep. shoved.
Nope,
absolutely not.
I am not getting shoved. I don't care if it sounds pretentious. I will not mosh and will not. I can't be shoved. No way. No
I don't
way.
Get why people do that too. Like, how do you have a good time when you're being shoved and you're shoving other people? Don't you want to like listen
you
to the music and sing?
Or like watch them? Like they're there to perform for you. Like go mosh someone in your own time. I don't know.
I never understood that. I'm like, why are we hurting each other? Like, is this what we do here?
Someone just really has the urge to like shove another human being. Like, what? Like, get your anger out in a different way. Go like box or something. I don't know.
I never got it. There's that. Dominic Fike fans, if you're listening, you got to chill out because this is this is not the time. We're all just trying to have a good time out there. We're not trying to get hit.
We're not trying to get hit in the face. We're really just trying to enjoy the music.
And it's just everybody now. I feel like no one's safe. Like, I'll go to a show being like, these people are going to be chill, and then they're freaking crazy. And I'm like, oh, my God. So – yeah, I got my antennas up this year. I don't know. I've been getting a little picky. I'm like, I'm getting older. I don't need to be hit. My back's shot. I can't do this anymore. So there's that. And I guess as a final question, what do you want fans that are just discovering you, you know, like I did on Spotify playlists or their friend shows them the song, to know about you and the music that you're making?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm sure I'm going to give like a really dumb answer, but I would say what I would want people to know who are just discovering my music is that you're in for a ride. I would say the older I get, the more confident I get with just really saying how I feel completely unfiltered. I think that that's what I feel that is lacking in pop, and I'm not focused on making packaged in a perfect bow pop. I really just want it to be as authentic as possible, because then that there's no way that you could regret putting out music. And so I'd say you're in for a ride, which is a really stupid cliche thing to say, but I do really believe it. And I'm just really, really, really excited for what's to come and being able to fully focus on music now not being in school. So yeah, that's what I would say.
I don't think that's stupid at all. I thought that was a great answer, and I'm really excited to see what comes next for you. I'm excited about this single, Puke, coming out March 10th. I can't wait to hear it and see the music video and hear the instrumentals. I know it's going to be great, and thank you so much for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting. It's been so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning into this amazing segment of Friday Features with Ava Maybe, who made the segment amazing. Huge shout out and thank you to her for joining us on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I had an absolute blast, and I can't wait to hear Puke coming out super soon. Mark your calendars, get ready, follow her on social media, stream Colors, stream the rest of her music, and let her know your favorite song. That's about it for today, folks. You know the drill. Be sure to follow on social so you don't miss out on a thing. And I'll leave you with one final message as always. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.
Forget what was the color of your eyes again. Somebody here just brought you up. I'm free to kill this deep and I forget. But honestly, I'm not that drunk. My sweat, it still smells like your sin.